Welcome to episode 185 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today is the last day of our month of Mario, and we are going to be doing our Super Mario Awards. Before I get into that, today I am Super Samus, your host. Today, that's who I am, not someone else today. And I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone.
Dark Boo.
Good afternoon.
And Soul.
Hey.
Yes, so today we have 25 awards lined up for all different kinds of categories and different things in the Mario series. And we each have our picks from the list of nominations that we have picked and we will be awarding, I guess. And we also have a fan award. So earlier this week, despite some errors, we asked the readers and the listeners to send in their votes, and we have the results for that. So yeah.
Hooray.
Yes. So very first category, it's actually one that a lot of people really love this question when it comes to the Mario series. The first award is Best Mario Character, and the nominations were Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Rosalina, Yoshi, Toad, Donkey Kong, Wario, Waluigi, Bowser, Bowser Jr., Toadette, and Baby Mario. So, what did you pick?
My choice. I think I've decided that I'm going to stick with my guns and formally announce that I am a Rosalina fan. I've become a Rosalina fan, and unfortunately, I've been afflicted with this curse that a lot of the members in the Mario fan base apparently like. I thought I was one of those people who was cured of it, who was immune, but apparently I'm not, and I'm a fan of Rosalina, so I'm going to actually stick with it and say my favorite Mario character and the best one is Rosalina, because she's cool, and she's magical, and is queen of stars. There you go.
Interesting. Dark Boo.
I know Rosalina won. I know it did.
I have a very strong feeling with that too.
I know it did. I love me some Daisy, but I would have chose Toadette. I would have chose Toadette, honestly. I know I love my girl Daisy, but I just like Toadette. And I don't know why, I just like her, and I choose her a lot of the time, which is very ironic. But I know who won already.
Wow.
Daisy's so played out. Ugh.
Oh, okay. Wow, I am so shocked by this. Well, we already know for me, alright? We already know what type of person I am, and I have to vote. I have to say Peach is the best Mario character, because I just think Peach is really peachy, bodacious, and juicy, kind of like me. So, you know, I have to say Peach. I mean, if I had, like, a runner-up, was Wario one of the choices? I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, Wario would be a runner-up. Wario, of course, would be a runner-up, because, you know, he's very big sexy. I think we all can agree on that, right?
Big sexy.
But, you know, I have to say Peach is number one, because she's been the person I've always picked in Mario Kart, Mario Party, and all sorts of Mario spinoff games, so Peach is the best to me.
Okay, and I would say Luigi, just because that's who I always pick from, like, Mario Party 2 and 64 and whatever, and I know a lot of people don't like Waluigi, but he's so weird, and I don't know, he's just so out there, and I like him as a character too. So that would be my second. But yes, for the fan votes, our number one pick was Rosalina. Yes, it was Rosalina.
Oh, okay. Okay. You are a psychic.
Quite a few votes. Second was Yoshi, which is not a surprise.
Not surprising.
Third Toad?
Third was a tie between Mario and Luigi. And then the rest were kind of just, they were all mixed. I think Toad is next after that. There was only one person who did not get any votes.
Who?
Wait, let's guess. Baby Mario.
Nope.
Wario.
Donkey Kong.
It's Wario, yeah.
Wow! Wow. You know what? I'm disappointed.
What is this world coming to?
You guys don't know who Big Sexy is? That's a damn shame.
They're delusional. That's what they are.
Okay. Award number two. Best Villain. The nominations were Bowser.
Me.
Bowser Jr. Soul. The Koopalings.
Yay!
Wario. Birdo. Wart. Fawful. Cackletta. Princess Shroob. And Tasma. Shadow Queen. Super Dementio. King Boo. Petey Piranha. And Dry Bowser. And okay. Soul.
I guess I go first because I'm cool. Now, I'm a fan of Super Dementio, and I'm a fan of all the Paper Mario villains, but I'm gonna have to roll with Fawful, because I do like Fawful both in his original appearance, and I think it was Bowser's Inside Story. He's funny, so I'm a fan of Fawful. I hope I didn't choose another winning candidate, because Fawful, I think, might be, at least to me, I'd feel like he's high up on the list, but who knows, I could be super wrong, but I like Fawful.
Okay.
I know people chose Bowser. I know they did, but, ooh, this is hard, because I don't like Cackletta, no. Fawful is iconic with his lines in the game.
Yes.
Super Dementio, oh my goodness. This is hard for me. I don't know which one. And Tasma, no. Mm-mm. Wasn't that from Dream Team?
Yes.
Mm-mm. I didn't even like that game, period. So, oh my god, this is hard. I don't know. Fawful, Super, for iconicness, Bowser. Because he's iconic for everyone.
Yeah. He might have won too.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, oh, sorry. Okay, yes. Well, first and foremost, this is for the best villain, right? Not the worst villain, because then we all know who I would have picked for worst villain. But for the best villain, I have to say, it is the biggest, sexiest.
Oh my! I don't
Wario.
Know who it is. Really?
I was actually like split between Wario and Petey Piranha, because I love Petey Piranha so much. I wish he was playable in more games, but I think Wario is the master of villainry. Even though he's kind of not not really a completely a villain anymore. Kind of, if that makes any sense.
He's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero. But I think we all can agree. Like back then, Wario was serving it up, and he was. He was giving us big sexy realness back in the 90s, all right? And that's really hard to do, so I think I have to choose Wario just out of loyalty. And because no one voted for him the last vote we had.
So it's a pity vote.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
I forgot to add, actually, an option. Who was the boss of Super Mario Land? Like, the main bad
starts with T.
Oh, Tatanga?
Tatanga, yeah.
Oh, I didn't add
that. Nobody would vote for him anyway.
No.
I don't mean to be that person, but who would actually vote for Tatanga, that gross alien?
Well, anyway, I'm picking Petey Piranha. Because,
yes,
personality, and...
Nobody likes him.
It was so cool when he started becoming playable in a bunch of spin-off games.
Love
but
him
yeah,
double
that's
dash.
Definitely my pick. Alright, fan votes. Number one.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's Bowser. Bowser
oh,
won
yeah,
like a
there
landslide.
Wow.
Second place was King Boo. Third
Ooh,
place was
really?
Fawful.
Yay.
And I believe fourth was Wario.
Yes!
Two villains did not get any votes.
Super Dementio and Princess Shroob.
Both wrong.
Really? Shroob got a vote?
Mm-hmm.
Wart.
Yes, that's one of them.
Birdo.
Dry nope. Bowser.
Nope.
Bowser Jr.?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Shadow Queen.
Nope.
Cackletta?
Yes.
Ew. Oh. Did you say ew? Did you say...
Well, that's good.
Did you say
Cackletta
oh or did you say
no
ew?
Votes.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
Alright, third award. Best Koopaling. And the nominations were... Larry, Morton, Wendy, Iggy, Roy, Lemmy, and Ludwig.
It's Iggy Iggs, yes. No.
Ew,
no.
God, duh. Iggy Australia is not here. Okay, I'm first. I'm gonna vote for, the person I'm gonna win, but also the one I like the most. It's Larry. Larry Koopaling, whatever his last name is, with Larry Koopa, yeah, that, he's my favorite. He's amazing, and I like that he does, his course in Mario Kart 8 is Electrodrome, which is one of my preferred favorites. So, I'm voting for him. Go, Larry Koopa.
Roy, you know me. I always choose Roy. That's my favorite. The others, I don't like Wendy, I'm sorry. I just don't like her. Neither does SC. I don't like her.
Those giant lips? How would you turn down those giant lips?
I can't! Stop! Roy's the choice.
Sorry, oh, I didn't mean to distract us from our voting.
Okay, for
me, those heels.
For me, I have to say my favorite is Morton Koopa Jr. I think that's Morton Koopa Jr., I think. He's the darker one that has, like, a star on his right eye? It's on his one of his eyes. And I just think he's really bodacious. He serves it up. Second would have been Wendy, only because I like to annoy SC on Super Smash Bros. With Wendy. But other than...
Miss Wendy.
Other than that, I think Morton's pretty cool. So I picked him. Morton Koopa.
I always get confused with Larry, Iggy, and Lemmy.
What do you want? Which one do you want?
Neither, or any of them.
Well, then vote for your one you want. SZ, stop trying to be all special.
My pick, Ludwig, is because he has like the craziest hair, and it's. I mean, it's that's really it. That's my.
I like that we haven't. I like that we haven't had any overlap yet for the choices.
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. Fan votes. Number one was Ludwig by, like, over... It was... All the votes went
What? Ludwig, he's lame.
I disagree.
His hair looks like someone just took blue frosting on it and called it a day.
When I was a kid, I thought that Flurry from Paper Mario 1000 Year Door had, like, similar hair to him. I don't even know why. Like, that it's not even similar at all. But as a kid, I thought that.
Flurry's more similar to Wendy, again, a la lipstick.
Speaking of which, actually, that is not a segue because she's not second. Second is good. Iggy. Then it's Iggy. Iggs. Then Lemmy. Then Roy. And then last, with only two votes each, Morton and Wendy.
Wow. You guys are just. You guys don't like the characters I like. Is it. Wow. I have no response to that. That is really unbelievable. What's next? Is Peach Is Peach in one of these things again? Like Cat Peach, I guarantee you that's going to get like no votes.
I feel like that's very believable actually that you got the fans do not like anything to do with Spider Staryu.
Mhm. I mean, I did get the least liked person on the podcast award last year. So,
oh my god,
that is true.
Wait.
Anyway,
sorry, continue. Go, Ezzy. You do your thing.
Award number 4. Best one-time playable Mario Kart character. So, as the name suggests, these characters were only playable one time. Just so we're clear. The nominations were Donkey Kong Jr., Koopa, Paratroopa, Petey Piranha, Rob, Funky Kong, Wiggler, Honey Queen, Baby Rosalina, Pink Gold Peach, Larry Koopa, Morton, Wendy, Iggy, Roy, Lemmy, Ludwig, Tanuki Mario, Cat Peach, Link, Villager, Female Villager, and Isabelle. Boom.
This is actually really hard for me because I like a lot of these characters. I'm a big fan of Wiggler, and I really like both the Villagers, and I like Isabelle. And, I mean, Larry, I guess, but I'm not going to really stick him in here in this case. I think I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with Isabelle.
No response?
Not why.
Why would you respond? Oh, wait, what, me? Because I like Animal Crossing and I like Isabelle. Even though I don't like playing as her in Mario Kart, I like Isabelle as a character more. And, Wiggler, I haven't really played. I didn't even play much in. It's a similar reason for why I like him. I didn't really play him much in Mario Kart 7, but I do like Isabelle. Or the Wiggler as a character, and I like his reactions. Like, if you hit him with an item, he'd turn red, which was really unique. But I'm gonna go with Isabelle, especially because I think she'd get some votes, because Who doesn't like Isabel? If you don't, you're Satan.
For me, I don't... Donkey... No.
Are you just going down the list?
Yes. No. Between Link, Iggy, and Roy. It's between one of them. Let's spin the wheel. I choose Link.
Iggy.
Only why I chose Link is because you don't see him anywhere else. The last time I see him in a different game was Soul Calibur.
Ooh.
So it was happy to see him elsewhere.
For me, oh man, I really wanted to say Petey Piranha, but I had to say Tanuki Mario. Oh my god, Tanuki Mario, it's so weird to say this, but I think Tanuki Mario is just so adorable, and I just think it actually makes me want to pick Mario. Oh, actually, no, it doesn't. Tanuki Mario is just so much better than Mario, because Mario's just plain, like, he's just in his red hat, you know, blue overalls, you know. Mario's playable in, like, every game, but, like, Tanuki Mario's, like, he's different, he has, like, the little tail. I just think he's really cute, so I pick Tanuki Mario.
You're disgusting.
You're just he's mad. Disgusting. You're just mad.
Everyone's disgusting.
All it is. You're just mad.
I am mad. You want to know why?
Because you're mad because Isabel got no votes. Oops.
Wait, what?
I will pick your second pick, Petey Piranha.
Yes.
Because he's just such an awesome character. And he's so big. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why he's in Mario Kart, but his head takes up... You can't even see your cart.
You can't even see the person that's behind you driving the wheel.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yeah. So, for the fan votes, number one was...
Link,
yes. Link was number one. Number two was Rob. Number three was Petey Piranha. Number four was Funky Kong. And then the rest were all kind of equal after that. There were five that did not get any votes.
Oh my gosh, was Isabel one of them?
Nope.
Good.
Was Tanuki Mario one of them?
No.
Pink Gold Peach.
Female villager.
Nope.
Female villager.
Nope.
Wendy Koopa.
Honey Queen is one.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Baby Rosalina.
Nope.
Cat Peach.
Yes.
Pinkle Peach.
You already
Funky
said
Kong. Pinkle Peach.
Junior, yes. That's three.
Paratroopa.
And then there's Morton and Iggy.
Wait, did Paratroopa get
Wait, can
one?
You say them all again? Because it's like all over the place. Just say the five that didn't get any votes.
Yes, Donkey Kong Jr., Honey Queen, Morton, Iggy, and Cat Peach.
Okay.
No votes.
Cat Peach smells like fish.
Didn't I say Cat Peach wasn't going to get any votes earlier? I said that.
Yes.
All right. Number five. Best Mario Party host. Nominations were Toad from 1 and 2, Tumble and Millennium Star from 3, Toad, Shy Guy, Goomba, Boo, and Koopa Troopa, and I guess maybe Koopa Kid, I don't know, from 4, Star Spirits from 5, Twi'la and Brighton from 6, Toadsworth from 7.
Twi'la!
Twi'la.
Who's Twi'la?
Where did you get it comes from Twilight. Twi'la.
Oh, whatever. MC Ballyhoo, which is...
I liked him. 8.
Yellow Toad from 9 and Island Tour, and Blue Toad from 10.
I'm going to vote. Oh, no, this is actually really hard. And I think both of these are kind of unpopular votes. But I really like Twi'la and Brighton because I like the idea on how it was incorporated into, you know, the board systems, and they'd have a night and day system, which I really, really like. But I also like the Star Spirits, even though they don't really hold much into them. I just like their appearance in general, outside of Paper Mario, and even though they didn't do much. And I'm not, again, I didn't really play much of the N64 games, so I don't really have much of an opinion on them. But, and Mario Party 4's hosts were, okay, no. So I'm gonna vote for Twi'la and Brighton, just because how well they were, you know, incorporated with the whole, in the whole game of Mario Party 6. Sorry. Trying to get my words together, and I'm literally saying nothing. Yeah, Twi'la and Brighton is my vote.
Mario Party 4, Toad, Shy Guy, Goomba, Boo, Koopa Troopa, and Koopa Kid. I felt like that was the best game to have hosts for. My next one would be the Star Spirits in Mario Party 5. And then after, story-wise and game incorporation-wise, it would be Mario Party 4 or Mario Party 6. I think the least one is going to be Mario Party 8.
Yeah. I liked his weird noises, though.
Ooh, gross. Okay, so this is kind of hard because Mario Party 4 and Mario Party 5 had some really good hosts. But I have to stay true to myself. I have to pick Mario Party 3, Tumble, and the Millennium Star. Oh, so good. So perfect. I love the Millennium Star so much.
Tumble needs to tumble off.
I don't really care too much about Tumble, but Millennium Star is so freaking great. Like, he's so cool. He has that little, like, mustache. And he's so cool. I think that I just wish they had Millennium Star in more games. I know that he wasn't the... spoilers. Whoops. But it's just, I think that it would have been cool to have him host another Mario Party in the future.
Yeah, that was my pick, but since I had a very close second, I'll pick that one. Toadsworth. He's so awesome to have as a host. I wish he just kept continuing with that. Like, the things he would say, like, I don't really remember, like, old Bean or something like that. I know he called you Bean at some point.
How did he talk? Like, how did he talk? Like, I think he was like... He talked like in like a old like a like an old British accent. He said things like old like chap and things like that. I think.
Yeah.
You guys sound like you're struggling with your words.
You're struggling.
Something like that. But yeah, that's definitely my pick. Oh, okay, fan votes. This one is very disappointing for me.
Oh no.
For number one, MC Ballyhoo.
I'm okay with that. I liked his noises.
I'm not okay with that. I hate that character.
Okay,
so
guess
much.
What? I didn't ask.
Oh my gosh. Number two, Toad from 1 and 2. Number three.
What the hell? Number three. Are you guys serious? I believe some of y'all haven't even played Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2.
I'm pretty sure most of them haven't.
That damn Toad, there was nothing good about that host. It was just a host. There was nothing good, nothing noticeable.
No personality.
Yes, and not noteworthy as well. Why would y'all pick that one? Go on, Izzy. I'm so mad. Go on.
Number three was Tumble and the Millennium Star. Tied at fourth was the Mario Party 4 host and Toadsworth. Tied at fifth place was Twyla. And Brian. And Blue Toad. And in last place with no votes, Yellow Toad.
Yeah, good. Yellow Toad did nothing. He had no personality.
Yeah, he really didn't. Even Blue Toad's better, which is basically the same thing.
Blue Toad's better because he looks cooler.
Yes. Is it six? Our sixth award, Best Mario Party. And the nominations are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Advance, 7, 8, DS, 9, Island Tour, and 10.
All right, so let's just get this out of the way. Mario Party 3.
Mario Party 7.
Mario Party 6.
Mario Party 3. Okay.
That was
Does
easy.
Anyone want to say why?
Well, Mario Party it was either Mario Party 7 or Mario Party 6 for me. And I like Mario Party 7 just because I remember it better, I guess, even though I didn't play it too much. It's better. I could change it to Mario Party 6 right now, actually, but I don't want to since Boo already chose it.
I mean...
I'm going to stick with Mario Party 6.
I mean, if Mario Party 3 wasn't perfect, I guess I would have chose Mario Party 4, because that's pretty good. But Mario Party 3 is perfect, so...
Yeah, totally is. 100%.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. Nobody likes it.
Okay. For the fan votes, we have, at first place, 3, and rightfully so...
Gas.
In your face, soul. In your face with mace and up your nose with a rubber hose.
I don't know what's wrong with America today.
And second, we have 7. Third,
yay!
Third, we have 2. Fourth, we have 8.
Ew.
Fifth, we have 5 and 6 at tied. And seventh, we have... Or is that 6? Whatever. Next, we have 10. Then we have 9 and Island Tour. After that, we have DS and 1. And then, let's see, there was one without any vote. Ooh, Advance.
Nobody. I never liked Advance.
Advance didn't get any votes because
I never even played it and I never liked it. Like, I look at it and I'm just like repulsed.
I mean, it's not a bad game. It's just a bad Mario Party game. I've always said that, so I'm not surprised it got the least amount of votes because it's least like Mario Party out of all the games.
Hmm.
Okay, award number 7, Best Mario Kart nominations are Super Mario Kart, Mario Kart 64,
yes.
Super Circuit, Double yep. Dash, DS, mm-hmm. Wii, yep. Great. 7, 8,
okay. No.
Ta. Oh.
I love all of these. Love most Mario Kart
I actually hate all Mario Kart games, so I don't know what I'm going to vote for.
Okay, thanks for that. I don't know, I actually do not know what I'm going to vote for. Actually, yes I do. Of course I do. Never mind, sorry. I go first, I forgot. Double Dash. It's the most unique. It has some of my favorite courses. It has Daisy Cruiser. It's my favorite. Even though that's why I really wish there was like a Double Dash 2 and somehow they could just remake everything fun about that game because I love the special items. And albeit it was a little weird drifting now because I'm used to the new type of drifting, it's so fun and I would totally want another one.
Mario Kart. Crap.
Mario Kart crap.
Really? I never played that. I never played that version.
I know. I can't choose between 64 or Wii.
Oh, Wii's battle mode was so good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my gosh.
SE silence.
SE, stop being so dramatic.
And the custom tracks, too, for Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't know. It gotta be Wii than 64.
Yeah.
Because 64 is iconic.
I have to agree with the ever bodacious Dark Boo with Mario Kart Wii because we used to play Mario Kart Wii and we mm-hmm. would do battle mode. We would be canning. We'd be doing all sorts of things. And me and Boo used to be on Skype. We used to be cussing these people out who tried it. We used to do hacks and things like that. We would just have a good old time. Mario Kart 64, I do agree, is a close second. I'm only putting it as a second just because when I play the game alone, it's not as fun. Well, Mario Kart Wii, you know, even though it's not as fun now because Wi-Fi's gone, with Wi-Fi, you know, I could play it by myself and still at least have some enjoyment. So that's why Mario Kart Wii is number one. All right, so get sick, SC.
Oh, sick is right. Two, the games did not get any votes. Do we want to guess what those are first?
You didn't vote for yours!
I'm giving you some something to think about while I talk. So for mine, I always like the next Mario Kart more than the previous one, and that always becomes my favorite.
Oh, that happens to me a lot.
There's only one that did not work, and that was with 8. I like 7 a lot better, and I think 7's my favorite right now. I love the track selection. They're so good. All the new ones are like. Perfect. And the retro ones they picked, also very, very perfect. I mean, everything else about that game is just kind of okay, but track selection, perfect.
Okay, I see.
So yeah. Which two games did not get any votes?
Mario Kart, Super Circuit.
Super Mario Kart.
Okay, both of those, basically.
That's ridiculous.
That's because the kids. I'm sorry, but that's because the kids have not played those games before.
Mm-hmm,
I'm sorry, because there's no way they got last, especially when they were the backbone of all the games we have now.
I don't know. I probably agree with that. Both of those are hard to play.
Super Mario Kart is kind of not as it's kind of like you know old, so you know
yeah.
That's why I can see that, but Mario Kart Super Circuit is pretty freaking good, at least in my
mind. I like Super Circuit.
DS should have gotten no vote.
Exactly, because DS is boring.
Extremely boring.
Okay, so the winner won by a landslide, so...
Mario Kart 8.
Is it Wii?
Yes, Wii. It's Mario Kart 8.
Really?
Mario Kart 8 won by a lot, then it was Wii, then Double Dash.
Yes.
Yay!
Then 64.
Aha!
And then with, like, one vote each, DS and 7.
SC probably
that was probably me.
SC probably voted for 7.
think that's
just probably that one person who's like, no, no, let me vote, guys. Oh. Irrelevant, right?
I see probably looked and say, oh, crap, Mario Kart 7 has no votes. Oh, let me vote for it really quick.
Yeah, I just felt so bad for it. Next award. Award number 8. Best Mario Tennis. Nominations are Mario's Tennis for the Virtual Boy, Mario Tennis for N64, Mario Tennis for Game Boy Color, Mario Power Tennis for the GameCube, Mario Tennis Power Tour for Game Boy Advance, and Mario Tennis Open for the 3DS.
I'm going to be 1,000% honest and say I've never played a Mario Party Tennis game.
A Mario Party Tennis either.
Same here.
I've never played a Mario Tennis game before, but I'm going to say, literally just so I can try and get a winning vote, I'm going to say Mario Tennis on the N64.
That's my favorite. Mario Tennis for 64. Oh, so good.
I never played any of them, so I'm going to give a pity vote to Mario Tennis Virtual Boy.
I feel like nobody voted for
it. I'm going to give a pity vote for it. Because that was the one that they know not to create ever again in their lives. So I would give a pity vote for it.
Even though that was the first one.
Be quiet, Essie. No, it wasn't.
Essie, why are you.
No, it definitely talking. Wasn't.
Why are you even speaking?
Anyway, my vote goes to Power Tennis. Tennis. Oh, these names are ridiculous. Tennis. Not just tennis, Power Tennis for the GameCube.
You sound like you're really struggling, Essie.
These names are crazy. They're all over the place. That one just was the most fun with like the mini games and the power ups and blah, 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 blah. Yes, very, very fun. For the fan vote, number one was Power Tennis. Yeah. Number two was N64, then 3DS, then Power Tour, and then with no votes, Virtual Boy and the Game Boy Color version.
Understandably, because I don't think anyone played either version.
All right, award number 9, Best Mario Golf. And I wasn't sure if I should include this one, but I did anyway. For the first nomination, NES Open Tournament Golf featured Mario and I think a few other characters. Mario Golf for the N64, Mario Golf for Game Boy Advance, Mario Golf Toadstool Tour for the GameCube, Mario Golf Advance Tour for the Game Boy Advance, and Mario Golf World Tour for the 3DS.
Once again, 1,000% honest, haven't played either any golf game. I don't think. I think maybe I played Toadstool Tour when I was like super little, so I'm just gonna vote for that.
I played the Mario Golf N64. I played Toadstool Tour. Oh my goodness. I was in a love hate relationship with Toadstool Tour. After I beat the game, I was like, that's it. I'm returning it. I don't want to play it no more. But it had a lot of challenge, especially the coin challenge. I love that one when you collect the coins, and if you collect the S coin, you collect a whole group of coins that surround it. I love it.
Mario Kart.
Oh, go back Thursday.
Mario Golf. It's 64. That's the one I play, and I feel like the is it called? It's a meter. I feel like that meter is so rigged at times. I'm sorry. I feel like the formulas they use are so rigged in that game. So I'm gonna have to choose Toadstool Tour.
For me, for the ever, well, I was gonna say ever bodacious. First, me, Spider Staryu. I have not played many of the golf games. I've only played Toadstool Tour, and I think I played a little bit of Advance Tour when I was a little kid. And I never really cared about it because guess what? I'm not a fan of golf. All right, I don't like golf. It's not my cup of tea. I can't get into it. So I don't really care. But I'll just vote for Toadstool Tour just for the sake of voting. So yeah.
I pick World Tour. That game was awesome. They did such a great job on it. Like compared
to that the 3DS one?
Yes. Like everything about it. Like everything was just like the gameplay was great and the like levels, courses were great and the modes and the online was really good too.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you, Sol. for the van vote, number 1, World Tour.
Really?
Number 2, Toadstool Tour. 3, N64, 4, Advance, 5, GBA, and then with no votes, the NES game. For award number 10?
Whatever.
Question mark?
Whatever.
The best Mario and Luigi game. The nominations were Superstar Saga, Partners in Time, Bowser's Inside Story, and Dream Team.
We skipped two. Dr. Mario and New Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, we'll do those after this one.
Okay, I'm gonna vote for Super.
You look like you're struggling, Soul.
I was doing that on purpose. I was like trying to do an echo thing, and I like stopped halfway through. I was going Superstar Saga. Yeah, I'm gonna choose Superstar Saga because I really like that game. And even though I said Partners in Time is a GBA game on the music podcast, wink. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, I'm going to say Superstar Saga, even though Partners in Time is an okay game from what I've seen.
Superstar Saga, Bowser, excuse me, Dream Team, hell no. I'm sorry, Dream Team is like, no. No, no, no. Superstar Saga is way more fun. You will enjoy it compared to Dream Team. Dream Team is so boring. The music is calm. It's like nothing can lift you up, and you just want to get it over with. Bowser Inside Story. I still haven't beat that game, but I just don't like the switching between Bowser and Mario and Luigi. It's so much. And then after you got to backtrack. We got no location on. I ain't doing on that. Superstar Saga.
So I think it is Spider Star U's turn. All right. So we're talking about Mario and Luigi, right? All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I already got it before you said anything, so you didn't need to say anything. I guess I'd have to say Dream Team, because guess what? I barely played Superstar Saga, and I barely played Partners in Time, and I barely played Bowser's Inside Story, so...
Wow.
I actually think I beat one of them, but I'm just forgetting, because I didn't really care. Probably because it was years ago, so that's why I'm saying that.
Sorry.
I know I'm critical. It's how it is, but, yeah, I guess I just have to say Dream Team for now. All right, this vote is temporary for now. I'm literally putting temporary on this vote. I'm writing it right now. For now, the vote is Dream Team.
I've only played Superstar Saga, so that gets my vote. And it was good. I played the demo for Dream Team. I almost fell asleep.
Even though that game's about sleeping, but... I have Dream Team and I don't like it.
It's boring as hell! And the Luigi-nary thing annoys me!
What? How?
It is boring! That game is so boring! Period! It's like you just want to get... Then when you go into the dream... It's just so boring. It's like nothing can lift me up and make me happy to play it even more. Music calm, everything calm. It's like a relaxing game of nothing to me. I'm sorry. I don't like the Luigi-naries. Them thing annoys me. It's just... I don't know. To me, it's just annoying, period. And I just like... I want to get the game over. I'm sorry.
For the fan votes, number one, Bowser's Inside Story.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In second place, Dream Team. In third, Superstar Saga, and in last, Partners in Time.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. Just, I'm going to be frank. No one knows what they're talking about. Why would you choose Dream Team? It was boring.
To piss you off.
You know what?
You don't know what you're talking about because you got the one who had the least amount of votes.
I did not get the least amount of votes. I got second to least. Meh.
In your face. What's next?
With Maze.
The next award is our 11th award, and it's for the best Dr. Mario. The nominations were Dr. Mario for the NES, versus Dr. Mario, Dr. Mario 64, Online RX, Express, Dr. Luigi, and Miracle Cure.
First of all, you're missing...
What about the one for the Game Boy?
Dr. Mario? Yeah, Game Boy Dr. Mario.
I'm
gonna go...
It was not a remake, it was released at the same time as the NES one.
Yeah, Ezzy.
So it's not the same thing, then?
It's the same thing.
You need to get your facts straight, Ezzy.
Then it's perfect, then just count it for NES.
Ezzy, stop talking. I'm gonna go plain vanilla and go back to the roots, the root beers of Dr. Mario, and I'm going to say Dr. Mario on the NES.
I haven't played any of them.
What? How?
Why?
It's so stupid because I got Dr. Mario 64 right in this damn bin of mine with all my N64 games, and I never played it yet.
Oh, so then you lied to me because years ago you told me you played it.
That's not too surprising that I lied to you.
I probably did. I wouldn't know. I felt like I did not. I had the game in here. Wait a second. I did play one.
Which one?
Let me think about this. Oh my god. I feel like I'm going to. No. Cause it had to be a handheld. Uh oh, my phone. It has to be a handheld.
Let's not take this.
I feel like it was the Game Boy Color. Or I may be mistaken. Oh, so who knows? I felt like I played one, but trust me, I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. So my vote, I don't know, whichever one I'm going to... Dr. Luigi says it don't have Mario name in it.
Oh, okay, you're done, you're done. You just voted for Dr. Luigi, okay, you're done. Let me go. Dr. Luigi's freaking horrid. I'm sorry, it is. It's, I can't stand those freaking L-shaped
those
capsules.
Those L pills, come on.
Those pills are freaking annoying. I'm a Dr. Mario connoisseur, alright? I know everything about Dr. Mario. I have them all, alright? I don't own the NES and Game Boy ones anymore. But I used to own the Game Boy one and the NES one, so don't get crazy. But I have 64, I have Online RX, I have Express, Luigi, and Miracle Cure, which I love Miracle Cure, but the best Dr. Mario for sure is Dr. Mario 64. That game is difficult. It has some really good music, like the final boss battle music against Rudy. Oh, perfection, even though it makes me mad as hell because Rudy sends a lot of trash. He sends trash to your thing and it's annoying
viruses.
As hell. No, it's like when you get a combo, you send like trash to your opponent. Those little
like
tiny...
literally trash.
If you play Dr. Mario, you know what I'm talking about. You send like little trash things.
I never played
little,
Dr. Mario
like,
64.
Like a little capsule. All right, so but yes, I Dr. Mario 64 is the best in my opinion. Lots of characters to choose from, and it's just it's good. It's great. I love it.
As far as I can remember, I also haven't played a Dr. Mario game, so...
Wow.
I can't be friends with you anymore, Azzy.
Okay, Azzy.
So I will do Miracle Cure.
We on the same boat, Azzy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, you know where that boat's heading.
Same story as the Titanic, question mark?
Excuse
That's not what I was going to say at all.
I thought you were going to say Waterfall.
Now I know what Soul's imagining.
Boom, boom,
baby. I can't.
Gosh. For the fan vote, at number one, 64.
Yes, yes!
Really? That's a very big surprise.
Deal with
me
it.
Tied.
I didn't think that as...
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't think Staryu would win in anything.
Oh, I did. So in your face of Mason, up your nose of a rubber hose.
Ring, ring.
In second... we had Dr. Luigi and Miracle Cure tied. Then we had the NES version, then the DSiWare version, then the WiiWare version, and then no votes for the versus Dr. Mario, which I still don't understand what this versus Dr. Mario is.
It was boring, but that's all you need to know.
Okay. Our 12th award is for the best new Super Mario Brothers game. Nominations are New Super Mario Bros. For the DS,
yep.
The Wii game,
yep.
3DS game, 2,
that's okay.
And the Wii U version, U.
It's okay.
My vote goes first, and my vote is concrete. I'm going to go with the original, New Super Mario Bros. It was special to me. I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, boo.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm just gonna say New Super Mario Bros. Wii because I played that with Ether. Let's just say Wii sucked.
I do not like
New Super Mario Bros. Wii sucked.
Wii sucked, not the game. Wii sucked.
That's what I mean.
Oh my goodness! Well, I tell you, we failed a thousand damn times. I'm like, I can't play this game. I feel so bad. Me and platformers, let's just say We haven't been a while in a long. We haven't been together in a long time, so I'm just going to choose that one just for memories.
For me, Spider Staryu, oh, the DS one is so good. Oh my god, when I was a little kid, when I was like Soul's age, well, actually, I was 10, so I was a little bit older.
Oh, really?
I was like 10, so and I had my little DS Lite, and I'd be playing it. Oh man, it was so much fun. Like, I'd be like playing it, you know, when I got home from school, you know, I'd be getting my little DS, I'd pull it out, I played the game for like a little while, and like, the levels were hard. Like, when I was 10 years old, the levels were like, to me at that time, because I was like, you know, 10, the levels were hard, but like, they were so much fun. I was so determined to beat this game. Oh man, this game, that game brings back so many memories, and I was really into it. And New Super Mario Bros. Wii, you know, that's pretty good as well. You know, having four people play at once, that's pretty awesome. New Super Mario Bros. 2 and New Super Mario Bros. U, they're not bad. It's just, it's kind of like the same thing, so it's like, eh, I can't really get into it that much, but you know. New Smart Bitters, the first one, DS, is the best one, in my opinion. Because I had the most memories of it, and it was really bodacious.
I completely agree. That's my pick, too. The DS Yay. One, the original. Because it was actually original back then. I was so mad when I saw what Wii was. I was like, this is the same thing. And then even more mad with 2. And then almost equally mad with it. You. Even though that's they're really all strong fun, opinions. But...
I was so excited for Wii, though, because I was like, oh my god, four people can play at once! Like, that's why it was so exciting to me.
I mean, that's cool and all, but, like, it still looks the same, it plays the True. Same. Like, yeah, but, I mean, obviously, I still played it, it was still fun, great, but it was not original anymore. And, like, the things you're saying about, like, your DS Lite and all that, like,
yes.
all those moments, too, because yes. I got this game. So I went to Poland this summer. And the last time I went to Poland was in 2006, right after this game came out. So I had that on the plane, and
yes!
I had it in Poland during downtime and stuff like that. And I loved it so much. I'd be playing with like no back screen because I wanted to save as much battery and ridiculous stuff like that. Oh my gosh, it was awesome! I love that game, and yeah, I remember it being really challenging too. Like getting all the star
points. Yes,
it is a really hard game.
Challenging, very challenging. I actually went a week after I got the game, I got a player's guide to see where all the star coins were, because I didn't know where everything was.
Oh, and they had those mini games too.
Yes! Oh my god!
Yes, man.
That was so much fun.
I love those mini games so much. Dude. And I was so happy that we're back in Super Mario 64 DS.
That was in that first, actually.
Yeah.
Can
I just say one thing? Do you guys remember like the mini game where you had to click on the character's head, like Mario's head? You had to click on Mario, and it was like all like a bunch of Luigi's and Wario's all over the place.
Yes, Wanted. It was called Wanted.
I had such a high score with that one. I kept doing
that.
It.
Game was so fun.
Yeah,
I need to find my scores. I need to find my scores too.
I had such a high score on it in one of the games. I loved that game so much.
Then there were the really dumb ones where it was just completely luck based. Like,
yeah, I didn't really like
the
that.
Yoshi one. I don't think the Yoshi one was in this.
I liked the one where you had to draw lines and it made trampolines.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, I want to play the game.
Grids.
That was so good.
I
want to
play the game right now. Where is that?
Or the
bomb
bombs where you like fling them up. I don't remember
what
you're
trying
to
hit. That was so hard. I hated that one just because it was extremely difficult.
Anyway, yes, for the fan vote, at number one, by a lot of votes, New Super Mario Bros. U.
Ew.
And then Wii, and then DS, and then with a measly two votes, two.
Oh, two votes
two was
for
not
two.
That fun. I think it's not as bad as people say it is, but I did not like it that much.
You know what I meant earlier, I don't think I know you're not saying this for me, but what I meant earlier is I don't think that the new Smart Bros. 2 or new Smart Bros. U is bad. It's not bad. It's just it's the same thing as before. So it's like it's repetitive.
Yeah. Yes. Oh right. Okay. Our 13th award is for the best Paper Mario game.
Yay, this is mine.
Nominations so hard.
Are Paper Mario,
yes.
Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door,
yes.
Super Paper Mario, and Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Yes!
Alright, so I'm going to say really quickly, I already know that like, between the two, it's either Paper Mario or Thousand Year Door, probably Thousand Year Door. Mm-hmm. But because I've been, like, I don't know, it just keeps coming up, and I've been playing it back recently, I'm going to say Super Paper Mario just to give it a vote, if it didn't even get one, which I think it does, because there's few choices, and I feel like a lot of people voted on this one. I'm going to say Super Paper Mario, despite it being very, very likely it was Paper Mario, or even more likely it was Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door.
The Thousand Year Door. If not, Stigstar is going to be in fourth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please.
Is that your fourth, or is it?
No, it should be fourth.
It really should be fourth. Thousand Year Door, Paper Mario is Super Paper Mario is going to be Paper Mario Sticker Star due to his story. I'm not even going to lie, it's going to beat Paper Mario Sticker Star due to his story. So I'm going to choose Thousand Year Door, and then followed by Paper Mario, then Super Paper Mario, then Sticker Star.
Well, if we were talking about story, Super Paper Mario would be number one, but we're not talking about story.
Yeah,
I'm talking about gameplay.
I know.
And for blah, me, okay, blah. Shut up. I'm speaking. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't mean for it to come out that way. I thought in my mind I was like, okay, let me tell him to silence him. But then I'm like, oh, whoops. Okay, I'm sorry, Sol, but you need to quiet down.
Okay, sorry.
For me, Thousand Year Door, come on, that's the best. It had story, it had gameplay, it had Boggly Woods. Everything was so good. But then the Paper Mario 64... Oh my god, I love that game so much. It's just Thousand Year Door has more add-ons, and like it's different. It's better. They improve things. So it's like I have to say Thousand Year Door, but 64 is so good. And then Sticker Star, oh, I love it to death. But as a Paper Gross. Mario game, it's like it's not the best Paper Mario game, but oh man. I guess I'll have to say Thousand Year Door, but this is so hard for me cuz all three of them are so good. And Super Paper Mario, if for story it's great, but for everything else it's eh for me. But yeah, I have to say Thousand Year Door.
Yeah, same here. Thousand Year Door for number one, then Paper Mario, then Super Paper Mario, and then Sticker Star. Basically for all the reasons that were mentioned, I mean, you guys pretty much covered it all. So, for the fan vote. Number one came in, like, it completely crushed the competition. There's, like, no...
Thousand Year Door.
No reason to even vote anything else. The Thousand Year Door came in number one.
Right. Yes! So, my surprise.
And then second was Super Paper Mario.
Ooh.
And then third was Sticker Star.
Oh, hell no! What the hell's going on here? No, hold up!
Wait, did the original Paper Mario get
Yes, it
place?
Just did!
No, it oh didn't. My gosh. No.
I'm just kidding. It was not.
I knew he was doing
it! Really? See, that was a mean trick.
Because he couldn't say Thousand Year Door was at the bottom. That would be believable.
Number three is Paper Mario, and then number four is Sticker Star.
Okay, thank you, SZ, for tricking me and making me about to raise some damn Sam Hell up in here.
Yeah. Ezzy, if you don't do that to us.
Not to me! You know how fast I'll get into a rant!
Oh my gosh, that's why I just stopped it quick.
And how fast you'd say it as well.
Oh, I'm happy now.
Alright, 14th award. Best RPG Story. The nominations are basically all the Paper Mario games, all the Mario and Luigi games, and Super Mario RPG.
Okay, well, it's Super Mario RPG, the Paper Mario's, and the Partners in Time, and most of the Partners in Time's, Partners in Time, Mario and Luigi's. Most of the Mario and Luigi's are okay story. I'm a Super Paper Mario fan, and I'm gonna go with this one, and I'm really hoping it got, this one probably got really high if it's just on story, so, even though it's not an RPG, Super Paper Mario.
Story-wise, Super Paper Mario, RPG period, Super Mario RPG. But since the story, Super Paper Mario.
Yeah, if we're talking story, it's Super Paper Mario. I can't even deny it. Like, that's the number one story. So, Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario for me as well. Number one in the fan vote was The Thousand Year Door and Super Paper Mario.
Okay.
Tied.
Thank you.
Whoa, okay.
number.
Passenger Door Story is okay.
But Super Paper Mario, when I tell you Nintendo and, what is it? I know the other...
Intelligent Systems?
Yes, I did know it too. Thank you. They put their foot, they put their elbow, arm, shoulder, chin, they put everything into that story.
Everything.
Yes, they did. They put... That was an exquisite story. That was one of a kind. Especially with all the memories part to bring back the backstory. They did that. That's only why I like the story in that game.
Second was RPG. Third was Bowser's Inside Story. And then the rest were kind of equal after that. There was one that didn't get any votes, unfortunately.
Oh.
Well, Sticker Story.
It doesn't have a story.
Yes.
Gross. It's not a Paper Mario game without story.
Alright. 15th award, Best RPG Humor. So which one was the funniest, essentially?
Oh.
Same nominations. RPG, Paper Mario series, and Mario and Luigi series.
Oh, man. That's hard. Thank God I don't have to go first.
Best humor? Oh no. Oh gosh. I'm willing to bet it's gonna be a Mario and Luigi game, because those are the games that really, sell humor. I don't really remember humor too well with this sort of thing. I'm gonna go with Bowser's Inside Story, just because I don't really remember humor too well in any of these games. I mean, I can say it's funny, but I no jokes really stand out distinctly, but I'm willing to bet that game got high for humor. So, Bowser's Inside Story, woo!
Goombella and Hubbreeds in the Thousand Year Door give me life!
Yes.
That's Goombella true, that is true.
Reads for filth.
Yes, she does, especially when Miss Mouse kissed Mario. She tried to read Miss Mouse for life! I was like, yes!
You're like, you total floozy. I'm like, ooh!
I love it. It has to be Thousand Year Door. I love it. I just like it, whereas you can't skip text, and they let you go... I think this game, they let you go backwards in the text, right?
But, no, you can do that in 64, too.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, well, this one, it'll make you want to go backwards to catch the shade, she said. Because she had no time for it. I'm like, I love it. I'm like, yes, God, I need
but
the
Madame,
shade.
Madame Fleury also threw some professional reads. Like, she talked with
her... Yeah, that was like... Once or twice.
She had like a what's it called? Like a really intelligent way of speaking. So she had some reads. Not as much as Goombella, but she had some.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I guess I'll just go. Yeah, Thousand Year Door. It had the funniest dialogue for 100% sure. 100% sure on that. The dialogue was just perfect. Like, everything was perfectly set. Almost every party member of Thousand Year Door was really shady and said a lot of, like, you know, backhanded stuff. Except not all of them. Like, Vivian, mm-hmm. No, she didn't say anything like that. But, you know, a lot of them were really, you know, shady. Miss Mouse, she was all about Mario and things of that nature. It was good. It was really good. Humor-wise, there's no comparison. Thousand Year Door. Though, I have to admit, Sticker Star was funny sometimes with Kirsty, because mm-hmm. I just keep imagining Kirsty as Dark Boo, and I just imagine, like, Dark Boo saying the things Kirsty says.
She is smart with that tongue in that game. She does not give a damn. She don't care who you are. She is going to throw some shade. She's going to cascade you in some shade.
She had a silver tongue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ending was so hilarious. I don't want to say the ending, though, because it's a spoiler, but, like, it was so funny what happened at the end with her and Bowser.
I just can't... I like her shade. Oh, my God, they all have shade moments.
That's what the Paper Mario series is all about, shade. You can't mm-hmm. have Paper Mario about shade.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to pick Super Paper Mario. From what I remember being very...
It is very funny.
It's like, it doesn't break the fourth wall. They're very, like, self-evident, I guess. Not necessarily them knowing that they're in a video game, but they make so many references to just video games and, like, kind of the culture behind it. And I found a lot of that stuff to be really funny. Like, I'm trying to remember.
Digibutter.nerd.
Yeah, like, at one point, like, Francis says something about, like, oh, I wish I remember, like, message boards or how people don't read, like, correctly at all or something along those lines.
Oh, how he bought games and, like, didn't even play them. He wanted them in mint condition.
Stuff like that, yeah. Like, that stuff I found very funny. So, that's my pick. For the fan vote, number one is The Thousand Year Door. Surprise!
Really? Yes!
Wow. I don't think people voted for it for Boombella Reads, though. I think they just voted for it because it's Paper Mario.
Yeah, basically. I think so, too. Next was Bowser's Inside Story. After that, it was Superstar Saga. And then the rest were also just kind of like equal, basically.
Superstar Saga wasn't that funny. Nothing really stood out to me.
But
you've played it, Z.
I don't think of it as like the funniest or even funny. I don't really remember too much. Last place with one vote each, RPG and Sticker Star. Yeah,
RPG doesn't have any, like,
it wasn't really meant to be funny.
It was like the first game. I didn't find anything funny about it, but I'm surprised you said Sticker Star, right?
Yes.
I think people just don't like Sticker Star.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of this is Thousand Year Door is their favorite, so they picked it, and nobody really likes Sticker Star, so they don't pick it, basically.
So it was more biased.
I agree with that partially, but not much of Sticker Star made me laugh. I guess Kirsty was okay, but she was like, I kind of like Bowser Jr., but his humor, it wasn't funny. It was just kind of, like, chuckle-worthy. I don't know. That game's okay.
Not the best. Oh, okay. Next award. Man, I'm losing track. I don't know if this is the 15th or the 16th. Let's just do 16th to be safe. Best console for Mario games. This one's really hard for me, actually. The nominations are the NES, the Game Boy, the SNES, the Nintendo 64, the Game Boy Advance, the GameCube, DS, Wii, 3DS, and Wii U. So which Nintendo of these consoles 64. Had the best Mario releases, I guess?
Nintendo 64.
Okay.
For me,
For me,
A tie between Nintendo 64 and GameCube.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. I have to say 64, because N64 had so many good games, but yeah, GameCube had a lot of powerful games, too.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm gonna do two votes, 64 and GameCube.
Oh, please.
You please.
this is really hard for, like, 64 had a lot of memorable games, like, some of my favorites are in there, but I feel like the later consoles had just more of them, and I think you had a better selection there. I can't pick between GameCube and Wii. I think I'll do GameCube, though. Yeah. Okay, for the fan vote. Does anyone want to guess what the number one is?
If you say Wii U, I'm going to be mad.
Wii U. 3DS.
It's Wii U.
It's Wii U.
What the hell? That's the newer generation again. This is a generation gap.
He's joking. He's trying to just get us mad.
No, it is Wii U.
Listen up, little kids who are older than me.
GameCube by one vote.
No, my problem here is a generation gap here. See, we are older, minus soul.
I'm sorry.
We are older, so we experience. We know how Mario was built up to be what it is now. So we know, Wii U didn't even do that much for the Mario games, truth be told. The inventors, like, the mothers and the fathers of the educated wise people, Nintendo 64, NES, SNES, and all them other things, they the ones who did the background, but Nintendo 64, GameCube, and even NES was some of them. They did the most of the work. Wii U ain't do nothing yet because Wii U is not written down in history in stone of its accomplishments in the Mario. So I don't know why. Oh my God, I'm rambling. I don't know why they said Wii U as that's a generation gap. That's how you can determine what age group picked that one, because that's a big old generation gap to make you figure out why they picked that. So I'm mad. I'm very mad. But you make a one. I'm sorry.
I will say that it might not have the best Mario selection, but the Wii U has a lot of great games in general, and I think I like my Wii U more than my Wii. I don't know about my GameCube. I might like it more than my GameCube too. Like the time that I've spent with it, great. And the games that it has, I'm
traitor.
Very, very satisfied with. But for Mario titles specifically, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Wii U has Super Mario 3D World. I mean, to be fair, that's a pretty good game.
The game is really good.
3 did not get any votes.
Aww.
Can you guess what?
Game Boy.
Yes.
Game
NES.
Yes.
SNES.
No.
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance. Really? The DS.
The DS?
Shut up, SZ.
Yeah, that one didn't get any votes.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the DS doesn't really... It's like, what, Mario Kart DS, Super Mario 64 DS, and...
But see, that's my thing there, too. Like, when it's Super Mario 64 DS, that's just a remake. That's why I kind of disregarded some of them, unless the remake is actually 10 times better. Not 10, 25.8 times better. That's why I disregarded some cases, and that's why I didn't choose things like Wii U, 3DS. Because I'm like, if you want to reinvent the same wheel, the only thing you do is just put extra cogs on the wheel. It was 4 cogs, and then you want to put 12. I'm not going to look at that and be like, oh, that's the good console for Mario game. You just made the same game over again. Like, new Super Mario Bros. Which they keep on compiling on up, which I don't mind, but I'm so angry with this. Can we move on, please?
Okay, yeah. The next... the 17th award is the Best Super Mario Power-Up, and there's 40 nominations, and I'm not going to read them all. So just try and think of all the power-ups in the entire Super Mario series. Yes. So, Sol, please tell us, what is your... what's the best one?
Oh, no. I don't want to do this. I'm going to do the Star. It's classic. It's clearly the best in terms of power because it's invincibility. And it's flashy and it's cool and it's pretty much in every Mario game. And whenever you get one, you're always all hype about it. So yeah, the Star.
Mini Mushroom.
That one's fun too. I like playing with the Mini Mushroom along the water and... wall jumps.
Yes, I like Mini Mushroom because of Mario Party 4. Basically, ended after. It's really because of Mario Party 4. I'm sorry.
Well, then, I guess it's my turn. The Star is really bodacious, and we gotta admit, you know, I'm a star, so me liking stars, I've always loved stars. I mean, that's why I like myself, because I'm a star, I'm bodacious.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Star, but, like, I gotta see some other good ones. Like, you know, I love the Super Leaf, because Tanuki Mario was adorable.
The Blue Shell.
The Blue Shell counts as a power-up?
It's in the list.
Oh, because of DS. Oh, I was thinking of the other blue shell for Mario Kart. I'm like, huh, that's a power up.
No, I was thinking of DS's one. I like DS's blue shell. That one's
that
fun.
Was cool. But yeah, there's a lot of good ones. Super Bell and everything like that. You know, the Rock Mushroom. I made me laugh so hard when I saw it. Not just because it's like weird or anything, just because it's like, okay, a Rock Mushroom. Okay, we have a cloud. We have the Cloud Flower. We have the Rock Mushroom. What made you think of the Rock Mushroom? Like, I remember, like, in Mario Kart 7, like, there was the Rock Mountain. I'm like, Rock Mountain? What? I don't know what it is with Nintendo and rocks. But, yeah, I'll just say the Star, because the Star is the best, and I'm the best. So, yes.
And that's actually funny, because I almost picked Rock Mushroom.
Ezzy!
But I saw the Wing Cap, and I think that's a really, really awesome power-up from Super Mario 64. You can fly. That's awesome. Yeah, that's my pick. And for the fan vote, since there were so many nominations, it's kind of... There's a lot of ties and a lot of zeros. So I'm just going to go for the top three. At the number one spot, you have the Super Bell and the Star.
Yes!
Yay!
For the second place, you have the Fire Flower, the Cape Feather, and the Double Cherry.
Ooh, Double Cherry.
I don't think the Double Cherries are up there.
And in the third place, you have the Super Leaf, the Mega Mushroom, the Boo Mushroom, the Invincibility Leaf, and the Mystery Mushroom.
Yeah, that Mystery Mushroom's cool.
Yeah, and then a bunch of zeros, so we're not going to get into that.
Ones and zeros.
The 18th award is for the best post-game content, so secret worlds and levels. The nominations are Super Mario Galaxy, Galaxy 2, 3D Land, 3D World, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, New Super Mario Bros. 2, and New Super Mario Bros. U.
Super Mario 3D World.
I'm choosing the winner. It's Super Mario 3D World. It won.
That game.
I'm going to say 3D Land.
3D Land's also really good because it gave you 8 new worlds. It doubled the game. It's like what? Yeah, but it was like what? Like most of them were actually, I think all of them were just remixes of the levels, and there were like 5 levels per world. Like 3D World, maybe about the same levels, but the levels were a lot more fun considering,
and a lot,
or the same amount of levels.
I remember 3D Worlds having a lot of remixes.
There were a lot of remixes, but they're fun, and it had a completely new world as well.
Yep, lots of juicy levels.
I think the biggest thing is that I was so shocked when I found out, oh, the game just doubled, whereas 3D World still had a lot in its post-game content, but it did not have that same effect, I guess.
Okay, they had 5 characters, SC, so you can't say that.
Yeah.
This is about levels. Come on now.
You have to do every level of every character, SC. So technically.
Yeah, it's a lot of content. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Actually, I don't like that when people spend all their time just. So
that's mundane.
It's so much fun. You didn't 100% it?
No.
I didn't.
What?
I got lazy.
You know,
no.
I got lazy.
Oh my god.
No way.
Oh my god. I cannot believe
it. I played the same level 5 times.
You know what?
But you don't have to. You just bring friends over. Bring your family over. Play the game with them. That makes it so simple.
That would be better, but just me by myself. Like, people will just sit there.
Alright, SZ, who won?
Okay. Top vote goes to 3D World.
Yay.
Then goes to Galaxy 2.
What?
Then it goes to the original.
How? Galaxy 2?
Galaxy 2 was really like bad.
Those aren't secret worlds or levels. They're the...
Galaxy 2 had like none. No post-game content.
Exactly.
It wasn't none. The Galaxy has none. Except you play a stupid... Oh, sorry.
You're a stupid Luigi.
You get an entire new world. Okay, so there's that. And then you have the...
What world?
Like, the 120 green stars.
Oh, please.
And I
That's not a new world!
That's not, no, but there is a new world that you unlock.
In Super Mario Galaxy 2. Nothing. Whatever, SE. You know what, whatever. Well, or not whatever. 2. One.
Number 3 was 3D Land, then it was the original Galaxy, then there was 1 vote for you, and then no votes for Wii and 2. So, whoops. Our next award.
Oh, this one's hard.
I think we're on 18. Our 18th award is the Best Super Mario Soundtrack. The nominations were... Okay, I'm going to say these nominations... I'm going to use these nominations a lot after this award. It covers the entire Super Mario series. The nominations are Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Land, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World, Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, New Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Galaxy, New Super Mario Brothers Wii, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Super Mario 3D Land, New Super Mario Brothers 2, New Super Mario Brothers U, and Super Mario 3D World. That is the Super Mario series. Woo!
What about Wario Land Super Mario Bros. 3? Super Mario Land 3.
Doesn't really count.
That counts, SC. It's called Super Mario Land 3.
I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for Super Mario Galaxy. Classic.
Oh my god, I'm still thinking. I'm sorry. I don't know!
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is unfortunate. Just like your fortunate remark.
Okay. I was, like, trying to be a little nice, too.
I don't know. I don't. Mm-mm.
Which one are you definitely not picking?
Oh, Jesus, that's a hard one, too. The Super Mario Bros. Super Mario 64. Super Mario Sunshine. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I don't know, especially if I haven't played any of them. Super Mario 3D World.
Okay, that's a good pick.
All right, now it is time for me. I mean, I could just say Super Mario 3D World, because Super Mario 3D World had a lot of good music, but I have to go for nostalgia. I'm sorry. I have to say Super Mario 64, because the music is so good. Just, oh, it's perfect. Super Mario 64.
I loved Galaxy 2. So awesome. Orchestrated. For the fan votes, yeah, this was actually another landslide. Galaxy, the first one.
Yeah, it was orchestrated.
Yeah, I mean, that was expected. Second place, 3D World. Fourth place, 64. Fourth place again. Oh, third place was 64. Fourth place was Galaxy 2. And the rest were kind of just, they didn't really get that many votes. And after that, we have the 19th award. The most innovative Super Mario game.
Oh, that's so easy. I mean,
the nominations are the Super Mario series. Soul.
Most innovated is, I mean, actually, I guess it is Galaxy again, because it's extremely unique. So, Galaxy.
Okay.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
How in God's name is that innovate? I'm not even going to question it. I'm going to say Super Mario Sunshine, just because that was so different. Using water and everything, that was really cool, and that was different. So I'll say Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, I'm going to say Galaxy 2 as well, because Galaxy itself was really innovative, but then they were able to do it again and make it, like, 100 times better. I would definitely say Galaxy 2.
Okay, I see. I like Galaxy 2, but I don't think this is the place for it.
I think it is. Anyway, fan vote. Super Mario Galaxy, number 1. Sunshine, number 2. And 64, number 3. They were actually all very, very close. And with that said, the next award, the 20th award, is the most revolutionary game. Nominees, the Super Mario series.
Super Mario Galaxy better not win this again. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Most revolutionary? I'm going to say Super Mario Brothers.
Why is everything is like a blur to me? Oh, no. I don't want to say that. Oh my God! I don't know! Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay.
The most revolutionary. I'll say Super Mario 3D World.
Okay. I would say 64. Definitely. And that would segue into our fan vote, because Super Mario 64 won by almost all the votes.
Yes! That was the most revolutionary, technically.
Can you repeat that again, please? I mean, my headphones acted up.
64 is the most revolutionary.
That is true. That is true.
But it's Super Mario Brothers. It's the original.
64, that's ideally true. I agree.
Galaxy is after that, and after that is the original Super Mario Brothers. 21, most challenging Mario game. Nominations, the Super Mario series. Actually, I think the nominations are always going to be the Super Mario series from here on out.
No, not necessarily. I mean, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Oh, gosh. For challenge, I'm going to say Mario World. I think that one's the most challenging game.
Oh my goodness. Have I had one challenging I never had one. I would say the Lost Levels game, but no.
It's on the list.
I know. I know. That's why I say I would say. Get me corrected.
So are you saying you're just too good for all these? Basically.
I never found them hard.
Okay, well, I want you to play some of these games and go through the last level. I want to see how easy it is for you.
Yeah, please live stream it for us. Because you're so good. I want to learn.
Come on, Boo. Give us a choice.
No. It has to be... It could be 3D World.
What?
No, that was simple.
Yeah, it was like, if you're going to put the older games are the harder ones. The older games are the harder ones.
Superman... which one had the world A, B, C, D?
I think that was World.
It had to be that one.
No, that was like... the levels.
Oh my god. I don't know then. I have no response.
Yours then.
The hardest one for me in the Super Mario Galaxy games, Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, I never really was able to get into them. And some of the later levels are hard. So that's why I don't really like the Galaxy games. So that's my vote.
And then for me, I would say World is where, or Mario World SNES. That one's tough. That's hard. And then for the fan votes, I don't agree with these. Number one is Sunshine.
No.
The last level is kind of hard. What they probably said, Corona Mountain.
Corona Mountain's kind of hard,
The boat mechanics are stupid, and them spikes... It's like they don't give you an invincibility frame. It's just boom, boom, boom. You're just done. There's no invincibility frame or nothing. But the boat is kind of ridiculous. So I guess that would probably make it hard.
Yeah, there are some tough ones, but overall it's pretty simple. I mean, you have like the... Do you remember the Rico Harbor with the Yoshi where you have to like make the platforms?
Stupid and annoying.
And then there's the other one where you have to... This one's just very tedious and boring, where you have to take the Yoshi to that island on the plaza.
Oh, yeah.
On the boats! Oh, my God, don't bring back memories! You know how many times I failed it? And then you gotta make sure Yoshi eat the right fruit, or not, it won't work! And that what happened!
Sad. I forgot about this. This is more cheap challenging. The blue coins? Those are impossible to find.
I needed a guide. I had a guide.
I love how we're making a point on saying Super Mario Sunshine isn't the most difficult. We just keep talking about its difficulty.
It had some difficulty, but it's not the most difficult.
Yeah.
It was more like frustrating, not challenging.
Yeah, I guess.
After that, Galaxy 2, and after that, 3D World. Which I'm so surprised. Like, the older games they're pretty tough.
Yeah, Mario World is really hard, in my opinion.
I just think the older games, they did not care for the children. They just made them hard. It's just that, like, the games that come out, they're not hard because I think they're child-friendly. No offense.
They are hard. Like, 3D World is hard. It's just, they invent ways to make it easier, like having that golden leaf so people could just get through the level pretty simply unless you fall off, like, into lava or something like that.
Don't do that. You know I'll fall into the lava, so why would you say something like that?
I'm saying for a kid. Are you a kid?
I'm gonna fall down there like a kid!
Oh my gosh, Boo.
You're an expert.
I don't say that I was an expert.
You said it wasn't a challenge for you.
You know some stupid thing. Mario Kart 64, take that for example. You know some stupid crap always end up happening, and I always lose. It happens all the time.
That's usually all right. But next award, the 23rd award, we've got this and two more after this. Best 2D side scroller. So all the 2D side scrollers of the Mario series nominations.
I'm gonna go with Bros. 3. I love Bros. 3, especially after actually finishing the game. I like Bros. 3.
Bros. 3.
Oh my god. So, best 2D side scroller. That's hard. I don't really. Smash Bros. 3 is cool, but like, I don't really. It's not the best to me. So I guess I'll say New Super Mario Brothers, the first one, because I had so much fun with that.
And for me, it's World. For the fans, they said World as well. And after that was You, and then after that was We. 24th award. Oh my gosh.
Wait, who got number one?
World. Super Mario World.
I guess.
24th award. Best 3D platformer. 64 Sunshine Galaxy, Galaxy 2, 3D Land, and 3D World.
My choice for the 3D platformer, the best one, is... There are a lot of the good ones. I don't want to say 64, because 64 is so, like, you know, it's definitely one, but 64, whatever.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. Super Mario. Damn it, you know what? 64.
Alright, since he said 64, and I was gonna say 64, I think I'll just choose something else. I think I'm gonna choose 3D World, because that was so much fun.
And very good.
Galaxy 2 for me. The fans...
Ew!
This was actually a lot of ties. For first place was Galaxy, Galaxy 2, and 3D World. Second place was 64 and Sunshine. And then Land was at one. One vote.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Galaxy 2. I like Galaxy 2, and I like Galaxy. I do think Galaxy 2 is better than the original Galaxy. But Super Mario 64 is better than both of those games after playing both of those games over after... Like, I did, but I never finished 64. And I played it on the DS, so I don't know if that counts. But, yeah. Galaxy 2 and Galaxy are not as good as 64.
I disagree.
But okay.
Okay, woo, alright.
I know you disagree, because you voted for Galaxy 2. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. And the 25th and final award, the most important... What is the best Super Mario game?
Oh, I don't like choices. This is so hard. You know, I'm like, I do not like definitive statements that are so, you know, big. But we're going to say, or me, I'm going to say, that I'm not voting. No, oh, no. Well, now it's like, I can't say 3D World, because I said 64 is better, and I, like, I'm going to say Bros 3, just because I kind of made a statement, like, 2D side-scroller, Bros 3 is the best, 3D side-scroller, 3D, or 64, so it's one or the other, so I'm choosing Bros 3, yay.
I don't have a choice. I'm sorry. All of them is good in their own way, so I don't have a choice. My personal favorite... I actually don't have a personal favorite within this, which is quite ironic. I don't have a personal favorite.
I don't either. That's the thing. I don't... When it comes to Mario games, or Mario platformers, I really do not have a personal favorite.
Yeah, this is really hard. I don't know what to choose, because my taste changes so much. So, like, one day I'll be like, okay, Super Mario 3D World, but the next they'll be like, oh, no, I like Sunshine better. Oh, then the next day I'll be like, oh, I like 64 better. So it's really hard for me to make a definitive choice right now.
What do you guys think? What do you think the fans voted as number one, then?
3D World.
3D World, 64, and Galaxy 2.
Okay. For me, you guys already know Galaxy 2, whoop whoop. And for the fan vote, coming in at number 3, I'll go backwards. Number 3, as the best Super Mario game, is 3D World. Coming in at number 2 is Super Mario Galaxy 2. And at number 1...
Drumroll.
Galaxy? Is it Galaxy?
I was doing that. It's like shooting like the NES Zapper.
It is Galaxy, yep. Galaxy.
Wow, I'm psychic, guys.
So, yep, those were our 25 awards. Thank you for listening. Thank you for voting. And thank you for giving out these awards. Woo!
Hooray! Yes. Look at all these games and look at all their shiny awards they've won. They're cheap and plastic, but they look real.
And
so
made them overnight.
I did not. I bought them from a poor Mexican woman outside Home Depot who was selling them.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, since that...
Hey, I didn't bargain for them. Paid full price. 3 pesos each.
Since that took a lot of time, we're going to quickly go through news and quickly through what we have been doing. So for news, I think the biggest thing is we did get a new president. His name is Tatsumi Kimishima. And
I just thought he said new president of Nintendo. Went to the United States. I'm like,
yes,
for president of the United States.
Yes, yes, yes.
We really are ready.
I mean, not much we can say. We don't know too much or how things will change, but we'll see. And the other big thing is that a new Smash Brothers stage was announced, a stage based on Super Mario Maker, and it looks really, really awesome.
Bodacious, even.
Yes. Soul, please explain it. That's your job.
Fine. Super Mario stage, or Super Mario Maker stage is, it's the same theme, supposedly. It's always a plain stage, but it switches between, you know, Bros. 3, Bros. World, and you. And a lot of the mechanics, including mechanics that actually aren't in Super Mario, Super Mario Maker, it's like slopes, or sloped platforms, like, more fine-tuned, or lava, like lava tiles. So a lot of people are thinking, hey, maybe there's an update coming. That's pretty much it. Like, it changes as it's every single time you play, it's a different layout, unique layout, and yeah, that's it. I mean, it sounds uninteresting, but it's cool. I'm a little tired, so I'm not that good at
it. Comes out September 30th, so that's yeah. That's coming up. What have you been doing? Who wants to go first?
Sleeping. I've been sleeping. Oh, and I got a whole bunch of amiibo. I got my eyes dilated, funny enough.
Thank God.
On, I had to go get new contacts. So Wednesday, I got my eyes dilated and I was almost blind for a while. One of my friends who I hadn't talked to in 2 years because they went to another school, we hung out that day too. And I bought Zero Suit Samus because the eye doctors were right by a GameStop, and I was like, hey, oh, look, GameStop. For whatever reason, Olimar is extremely common where I live because they had 2 at Walmart that day and 7 at GameStop.
Seven. 4 at mine.
And I was like, looks like there's no more. And the dude behind the counter was like, wait. So he showed me a Ganondorf and a Toad, and he was like, oh, no, thanks. But then he, like, flipped them around, and he was holding a Zero Suit Samus and a Mario 30th anniversary, and I took that Zero Suit Samus really quickly, and he said, yeah, we just got these 10 minutes ago. So, and my mom was like, yo, if that eye doctor appointment didn't take that long, you probably would not have gotten it.
True tea.
So I got Zero Suit Samus. And then, the next day, my Olimar, which I ordered online, came in. And then, yesterday, as of this recording, I got, I forgot. Oh, I got the Retro 3 pack, yes. So I have a Rob, a Game & Watch, and a Duck Hunt Dog, and I got Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer, which is extremely fun, and I love it, because you can, you know what, I don't care what you guys say, because I love it, and it's extremely fun. I don't think people are giving it a good chance, or I don't think you guys are giving it a chance, so bite me.
Well, I also got myself some amiibos. I don't know why I said amiibos, that's weird. Yes, I got myself the Retro 3 pack. Yes, I got myself Mr. Game & Watch, Duck Hunt, and Rob. So I have officially been unrobbed, because I now have Rob. So yes, we can no longer be like, oh, I got Rob, because, you know, I got unrobbed, because I got Rob back. So Rob's here.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, look, Rob's right here. Say hi, Rob. That's Rob saying hi. I know, I'm so freaking weird. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. but yeah, I got the Amiibo 3 pack, and you know, I love how, like, there's, like, 3 different forms for Mr. Game & Watch, because, like, there's one that's on the stand thing. I think. And then there's three extra ones, like one with him at, with the judgment hammer, then one with the parachute thing, and then another one where it's like his brawl pose with the bell. Oh, so mm-hmm. perfect. So juicy and bodacious. So, yes, I'm enjoying myself some amiibos. I also got the Olimar amiibo. So I have that. That's really cool. That's really bodacious. And, yeah, I've been really busy this week doing different things. I've been going out a lot. So I've been doing different things all throughout this week. And, yeah, that is pretty much it, I think. Yeah? Yes.
I have been playing some Perfect Dark.
Yes, God.
Yes, I'm following Dark Boo in his path. Yep, it's really awesome. I didn't think that it would be much. I thought it was going to be like pretty generic shooter, not much to it. But it's actually really, you have to really, really think sometimes, and you have to be strategic.
Something SD is not used to.
Oh.
Yee.
I'm going to hold back.
Hearts.
And
hearts.
Yes, but that's definitely a really, really awesome game that I've been playing. I also tried Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, and I loved it so much.
Ew. SD, stop talking.
I loved it so much until they left Spiral Mountain. That was like in the first 5 minutes, and then it just went downhill from there. It's not...
Okay.
So far, I'm not liking it very much.
That was a good turnaround, SD.
It was, really? But it was so cool. Like, all the humor was there, and Spiral Mountain looked so beautiful, and all the characters were there, and then they went to Showdown Town and just went completely south from there.
Was Wumbo Jumbo there? Mumbo Jumbo? Whatever the hell?
Yes.
Mumbo Jumbo.
Is he there? At the beginning? What was he doing?
He was in the town.
What?
The place you go to, the main hub.
What does he do?
He is a mechanic. He helps build your vehicles.
Oh, hell no. Really? Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's weird, because, like, Gruntilda's in the hub world. She's just hanging out there. I'm like, what is this? That's not how this is supposed to be.
Does this game even have, like, a story mode or anything like that?
Yeah, it's got a story, but it's, so far, it's not that good or interesting or, yeah.
It doesn't sound interesting.
It's not really that interesting. That's what I've been doing.
For me, I've been playing Ace Attorney Investigations 2. Well, I tell you, that story so good!
I was like, this could go either really well or really poor.
Oh my God! Oh, shabba. Yes!
What the hell?
Love the game! And I'm so mad it's the last one in the series until Ace Attorney 6 comes out. Oh my God, this game is so... Woo! Woo! Oh, man. I love it. Especially when you play the other game, it ties the story in so well! Yes! Oh my goodness, it makes me so excited yet so sad because I beat the game yesterday. Oh, man. Other than that, college has been trying my patience, and work has been trying my patience. I gotta read a case study. I'm not ready to read. I hate reading. Oh, man. Other than the good part, it's just that boring part. I haven't cussed anyone out. I'm not telling y'all about another bus story, because we don't have that much time.
Oh, dang it.
I just was so mad that day, and that bus driver is so stupid. Taking us to damn Westbury while we gotta go the opposite direction. Trying my patience. But that's all
I've
been doing.
Did anyone get hurt? That's all I need to
know. He was the one getting hurt by all the passengers on the bus! He was driving the wrong way! He was going opposite way we had to go, and I'm like, really? Meanwhile, all the other buses were late 25 minutes! I'm like, you know what? Jesus, you just want to take me. Just take me up there now, please. Just take me. Because he is trying me. But that's all that. But I'm not getting to the itty bitty and gritty of it. Let's just say my patience was tried.
All right. So we're going to end the podcast now. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels podcast at TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. We have a Tumblr. It is the Lost Levels Podcast. Tumblr.com. Yeah. And we also have a YouTube. YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. I am Super Zamzy. You can find me on Twitter, Nintendo Network, and YouTube, mainly.
I am SpiderStarU on every single website, YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is SpiderStarU. You can add me on Nintendo Network. Make sure you tell me where you're from, you know, that, you know, you like the podcast, or you're from Mario Party Legacy, the forum, or whatever the case might be. Just tell me where you're from, because if you don't tell me, I'm just going to deny your request. And also say, you can send me an invite on Miiverse. You know what you say? Say, I'm so glad you got your run back. Say it. Yes, say it. You'll be my new favorite person. I'll mention you in the next podcast. Do it right now. Yes.
Also, he said every website, so any website you go on, he'll be there. Just know.
Oh, SC, please. Uh-oh. We already know what website you're on, so let's not get into that.
We told that to figure that out.
Hi, guys. So you can find me on Tumblr at Greninja or Steven Universe at La Pace Your Pants, where that new episode of Steven Universe was so good, but nobody... That's whatever. So yeah, if you want to, you can find my stuff there, and you can also go on my Miiverse, which is it's COMPETE. Yep, there you go. All
right, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll.
How dare you!
Oh no!
I thought I heard your voice. Oh but no! Was you just commenting. Never mind.
Oh my goodness! No. That's. Avoid SZ, this is the end of the podcast. Don't forget that you can catch Dark Boo on Twitter, YouTube, and Nintendo Network. Dark Boo 007 Twitter and Nintendo Network, Dark Boo on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Now, thank you everyone. See you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Find my life. Bye-bye.